I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it needs to be the black kids. And if there's a white person who got money, then he needs to help them. He needs to help black kids, Mexican kids, Korean kids, whatever. But it needs to be real. And it needs to be before we all die and then you say, oh, I made a mistake. We should have gave them some money. We really should have helped these folks. It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you got to pay your own karma. And that's when God makes you punish. When God punishes you. Because I feel like, you know, there's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting Lotto for $36 million and we got people starving in the streets. That is not idealistic. That's just real. That is just stupid. There's no way Michael Jackson should have, or whoever Jackson, should have $1,000,000, $1 billion, and then there's people starving. There's no way. There's no way. People should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. I know you're rich. I know you got $40 billion. But can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you know there's somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me. It don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and it's my story. And they're having a white Christmas. They're having a great Christmas. Eggnog and the whole nine. That's not fair to me. But it's real. Because this world is such a... And when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean in an ideal sense. I mean in every day, every little thing. It's such a... Gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like, you taught that from school, everywhere, big business. You want to be successful? You want to be like Trump? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Push, 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 push. Step, step, step. Crush, crush, crush. That's how it all is. And it's like, nobody ever stopped me. I think that there's when there's hopelessness, people revolt. Because it's like, there's nothing. That's like, you know, it's like we're going... Is America gonna help us ever? You know, because I mean, we know for a long time they haven't. Are they ever? And it's like, so all these things are showing us no. And there's, you know, there's somebody going, no, they're not gonna help you. No, they're not gonna help you. And then, of course, we're seeing, no, they're not helping us. All BS aside, it all comes down to we got to survive. I mean, even warriors put their spears down on Sunday. We got to survive here in this country. Because I'm not going back to Africa. We got to survive here. For us to survive here, white folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, we gotta understand each other. We gotta take a bigger chance. And when I say Americans, people think I'm talking about Uncle Sam. I mean like actually Uncle Sam with the gray hair and the flag. I mean you, the guy, you know, you, the mechanic, wherever, you. I mean, you need to do something. You need to check yourself and see how racist you are. You know what I'm saying? It's real.